诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
平安。Nine brothers and sisters，
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你再一次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father， we thank you again that you lead us in front of you to worship you and to praise you。
求主你的脸继续来开启我们的眼睛。
Please continue to open our eyes，
来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
So that we may understand the secret, the treasure of your words。
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ。
Amen。
Amen。
在主后第一世纪，就是今天的土耳其境内，有不少的基督徒分布在罗马帝国设于西奥亚细亚的一些行省的当中。
In about 100 AD, there were many Christians scattered in provinces of Roman Empire in locations which we now call the Republic of Turkey.
在彼得前书第一章第一节，使徒彼得说，我是彼得，是耶稣基督的使徒，我写信给上帝所选召的子民，那些因避难散居在本都加拉太、加帕多加亚细亚比推尼各地的弟兄，包括姐妹。
In the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1,Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
彼得前书是写给散居在这个其中五个先生的基督徒的信，来鼓励他们在重重的逼迫的当中，带着活泼的盼望来度天国新的子民圣洁的生活。
The first letter of Peter was for Christians in those provinces, for the encouragement of the saints to live a holy life with a living hope, and be a new people even in persecutions.
今天我们生活在美国的文化思维里面，虽然没有宗教的逼害逼迫但是我们发现这个社会越来越离开了圣经的信仰我们作为神的儿女，更应当活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
Today, we live in the United States with no such persecution, but we see our societies moving away and away from the biblical faith.And as God's people, we must leave a good testimony for Jesus Christ.
耶稣说我们是世界的光。
Jesus said that we are the light of the world.
照一般的常理来讲，当人点亮了灯的时候，是放在灯台的上面来照亮全家的人。
Conventionally, people turn on the light and put it on the stand to shine before the whole family.
马太福音第五章十六节，耶稣说：“同样的，你们的光也该照在人的面前，让他们看见你们的好行为，来颂赞你们天上的父亲。”
In Matthew chapter 5 verses 6-16, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
使徒彼得告诉当时那些散居在西奥亚细亚各地的基督徒，他们在被逼迫的当中，勇敢地来活出耶稣基督的见证。
Apostle Peter asked the Christians at that time to be brave and live a testimony for Jesus Christ, even in persecutions.
正如耶稣所说，我们应当成为这世上的光。借着我们的好行为来为主耶稣基督做美好的见证。
Just like Jesus said, that we ought to be the light of the world, to give a good testimony for the Lord throughout our deeds.
所以在今天早上所读的圣经彼得前书第二章第九节说，但是你们是蒙拣选的一族，是王家的祭司，圣洁的国度，上帝的子民，上帝选召你们离开黑暗，进入他辉煌的光明，来宣扬他奇妙的作为。
So just as the scriptures we have read this morning in the first letter of Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
这个在英文诗上有人说，我们是 chosen people, 不是 frozen people. 我们是被选召的人，不是被冷冻起来的人。
So as in English, some people say that we are a chosen people instead of frozen people.Because we are living, we are lively, and we are chosen, not freeze, not frozen.
刚才这一节经文意思就是，彼得告诉那散居在小亚细亚的基督徒，借着信靠耶稣基督，成为神之新的子民。
And Peter told those Christians who were in the provinces of Asia to be a new people of God through trust in Jesus Christ.
以前神呼召亚伯拉罕来跟随他，神要祝福他成为许多的后裔，成为大国。
We know that God called Abraham to follow him, and he blessed Abraham to have many descendants and to become a great nation.
所以亚伯拉罕的后裔以撒、雅各一直的传承下去，成为神的子民。
And indeed, through Isaac, Jacob, and many others,Israelites has become God's people.
但是耶稣基督来临之后，所有这些非犹太人也都借着信靠耶稣基督来成为上帝的子民。
But after Jesus Christ, Gentiles have also become God's people through trust in Jesus.
哥林多后书第五章十七节这么说，无论是谁一旦有了基督的生命，就是新造的人，旧的已经过去，新的已经来临了。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
今天我们同样也有这个福气，来成为神的子民。
Today, we also have the same blessings, become a new people of God.
所以今天我们从彼得前书第二章九到十节这两节的经文里面，我们看到我们在主里面成为一个神新的子民，我们共同借着这段经文来领受神的话语。
Let us receive the word of God through the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 9 to 10.
第一就是一个特别的恩典。
The first message, a special grace.
在生命记第七章六到七节说，你们是属于上主你们的上帝的，你们必须这样做，他从天下万民中选召你们作为他自己的子民，上主爱你们，选召你们并不是因为你们的人数比别人多，其实你们是世界最小的国家。
In the Deuteronomy 7:6-7, For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the faces of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were.More numerous than other peoples, for you were the fewest of all the peoples.
意思就是神从天下万民的当中来拣选以色列民为他的选民，并不是因为他们比别人多或者是强盛，并不是他们比别人好，乃是因为神爱他们。这是完全出于神对他们特别的恩典。
God chose Israelites not because they were many, nor because they were better than others, but because God loved them. And this was solely from God's special grace to them.
以弗所书记载，以弗所是位于现今的土耳其的西部的一个城市。
As in the Bible of Ephesians, Ephesus was a city located in the west part of nowadays Republic of Turkey.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第二章告诉我们，这个以弗所的信徒，这个说在他们还没有信耶稣基督之前的情况是什么呢？在以弗所书第二章十二到十三节这么的说，那时候你们跟基督没有关系，是外人，不在上帝选民的行列里，你们在上帝应许给他子民的约上无份，在世上没有盼望，没有上帝，你们这些从前远离上帝的人，现在却跟基督耶稣结合，借着他的死已经接近上帝。
In a letter to Ephesians, Apostle Paul reminded them who they were before knowing Jesus Christ, as recorded in Ephesians 2:12-13. Remember that at the time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Jesus Christ, you who were far away has been brought near by the blood of Christ.
保罗说，以弗所的信徒以前是外邦人，是非犹太人，本不是神的选民，但是他们因着相信耶稣基督，今天成为神的子民。
Believers in Ephesus were Gentiles, and they were not God's chosen people. But because of believing in Jesus Christ, they have become God's people.
所以以弗所书第二章十九节这么说，这样看来，你们外邦人不再是外人或陌生人，你们是上帝的子民的同胞，是上帝一家的人。
In Ephesians 2:19,Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of His household.
所以今天我们也是一样，借着耶稣基督，我们得着神特别的恩典，成为上帝的子民了。
And so do we. Through Jesus Christ, we receive the special grace and become people of God.
我们因着耶稣基督成为神家里的人了。
Because of Jesus Christ, we become members of God's household.
我们借着耶稣基督回到了神的家。
And through Jesus Christ, we return to the house of God.
有一位牧师以前在巴西的里约热内卢当宣教师。有一天他看到报纸上一个广告。
There's a pastor who was a missionary in Rio de Janeiro. And one day, he came across an ad on the newspaper.
这个广告说，免费机票从里约热内卢到佛罗里达的迈阿密。
And the ad says, free flight, Rio de Janeiro to Miami, Florida.
很多人看到了这个广告，但是很少人打电话去询问详细的内容。
Many people saw the ad, but only few of them made phone calls for details.
这个快信传递服务社提供任何愿意携带一袋的邮件到美国的人一张机票。
The courier service offered an airline ticket to anyone willing to carry a bag to the States.
跟快信传递公司的代表在机场见面，他们将交给你一个行李袋的信件资料以及一张 机票。
In the ad, it says, meet the company representative at the airport, where you will be given a duffel bag and of documents and one ticket.
当你办理登机手续的时候，将那个行李带来托运。
And check the bag when you check in for the flight.
当你抵达迈阿密的时候，将那袋行李拎出来，然后去办理的事务，或者另外再搭转机到别的地方。
And just retrieve the bag at Miami before you are on your connections.
将那袋行李交给在海关外面穿着制服等待的快递公司的代表。
And give it to the uniform courier representatives who will await you before the customs.
现在不再有公司做像这种的提供了。
Nowadays, there are no companies offer such offers.
但是这是在1985年，在严密的机场的安全检查的好几年以前的事。
But this was before 1985, years before.Intense airport security.
那位牧师在那个时候，他的父亲在美国生病，很危险，机票也很贵，他也没有钱可以买机票。这个提供听起来太好了，但简直不可相信。
At that time, that pastor has no money, and this offer is just sounds too good to be true.
很多人看了那个广告，觉得那是不可能的事情，那可能是骗局。
Many people ignore the offer just because they thought it is impossible and might be a trap.
因此，很多人不理这个广告。
So many people just ignore the ad.
这位牧师跟他的朋友提起这个广告，朋友建议他：“你不要冒险，你自己去买机票。”
As the pastor mentioned the offer to his friend suggests him not to take the risk and just buy a ticket himself.
但是他没有钱，他打电话回家的时候，他的从他的母亲知道他的父亲现在病情又更加的恶化，在住院甚至呼吸都困难。
But he had no money, and when he called home again from his mother, he heard that his father's healthJust deteriorated and was hospitalized again, even having difficulty to breathe.
所以他就拿起电话来跟快递这个公司来联络来登记。
Therefore, he decided to make a phone call to the courier service and sign up for the offer.
在那个特定的时间，他的太太带他到机场，他找到了快递公司的员工，他拿到了。机票，并托运了一袋这个快递公司的行李。于是他坐上了一趟免费的飞机。
His wife took him to the airport, and there he found the employee of the company, took the duffel bag from him, and as well as the free ticket flight.
这个提供太好了，简直不可能相信。
This offer was just too good to be true.
在圣经里面告诉我们一个好消息，我们觉得简直是不敢相信。
And also in the Bible tells us there's a good news, which is also too good to seem to be unlikely.
约福音第三章16-17节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡。反得永生，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
In the Bible, in John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but has eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
这是神对我们世人一个独特的恩典，借着耶稣基督，让我们再次回到了我们父上帝的家。
And this is the God's special grace for every one of us, that through Jesus Christ we may return to the house of the Heavenly Father.
圣经告诉我们，世界上的人因罪的缘故， 远离了上帝。神为了爱我们世人，差遣他的独生子到世界上来，替我们付了这个重大的代价，在十字架上来死，来替我们赎罪。
The Bible tells us that people are apart from God because of sins. God loved us and therefore sent His Son to the world and bought us back at the great price of His Son's crucifixion.
今天，神也盼望我们每个人都能够来接受在耶稣基督里面救赎的恩典，回到父神的家。
And today,God hopes that every one of us come and receive the redeeming grace of Jesus Christ and return to Father's house.
第二，一个特别的身份。
And the second message, a special identity.
再回到彼得前书第二章第九节，说，但是你们是蒙拣选的一族，是王家的祭司，圣洁的国度，上帝的子民。
In the first letter of Peter, 2:9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession.
我们因信靠耶稣基督成为神的儿女，这是一个特别的身份。
By trusting in Jesus Christ, we become God's children, and this is a special identity.
我们是王家的祭司。
That we are a royal priesthood.
祭司在旧约时代是站立在神的面前来服侍他的人。
In the era of the Old Testament, priests were serving in front of God.
今天我们也借着耶稣基督，因此可以在上帝的面前来服侍他。
And today, because of Jesus Christ, we are able to also serve in front of God.
这是我们从神领受特别的恩典。
And this is a special grace that we receive from God.
使徒彼得要我们知道我们在神的面前是何等的尊贵。
Apostle Peter just wants to make sure that we understood how precious we are before God.
因为我们是上帝的子民。
For we are God's children.
在弥迦书第四章第九节说，你们为什么大声哀嚎？为什么像产妇辗转阵痛？你们没有君王吗？你们的参谋都死光了吗？
In the Bible, in the book of Micah 4:9, why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your rulers perished? That pain sees you like that of a woman in labor?
继续在第十节说，耶路撒冷人啊，你们要向产妇阵痛辗转哀嚎，因为你们就要离开这城去住荒野，你们一定会被掳到巴比伦去，但在那里上主要营救你们，从敌人手里把你们解救出来。
And following in the verses 10, was in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies.
米迦先知跟以赛亚先知是同时代的人。
Prophet Micah and Prophet Isaiah lived in the same generation.
米迦先知预言说，在一百多年之后，以色列民将从耶路撒冷城被掳到巴比伦去。
Micah prophesies that about 100 years later, Israelites will be brought from Jerusalem to Babylon.
那个时候，他们将遇到痛苦。有如产妇在生产过程的当中阵痛辗转哀嚎。
And pain will seize them like that of a woman in labor. They will wail like they lost.
他们将大声哀嚎，好像失去了王一样， 又好像在他们当中没有参谋来指导他们。
And they were willing, just like they lost their king, like there are no counselors to guide them.
但是米迦先知来提醒他们，虽然在那个时候他们将失去了他们的王，在那个时候他们没有王在他们的中间，但他们要记住，神就是他们的王。
Yet, Prophet Micah also reminded them that although they will lose their king and there will be no king among them, they must not forget that God is their king.
因此，他们在那个时候不要说在他们当中没有君王。
Therefore, they should not say that they have no king.
神必营救他们。
Because God will rescue them.
神最后必将他们从巴比伦带回到耶路撒冷。
And because eventually God will bring them back to Jerusalem.
所以米迦先知要以色列民知道，当他们处在苦难的当中的时候，要记住他们特别的身份。
So Prophet Micah reminded Israelites that in time of trouble, just not to forget their special identity.
他们是神的子民。
That they are God's people.
神是他们的王。
And God is their king.
在他们的面前，他们在神的面前是非常尊贵的。
And that they are very precious before God.
所以今天对我们来讲也是一样，我们借着耶稣基督成为神的儿女是何等的尊贵。
Today, those applies to us too. We are precious because through Jesus Christ we became children of God.
神是我们的王。
Because God is our King.
我们在神的面前是王家的一份子。
And we are members of God's household.
当我们遇到任何的困难的时候，我们要记住，神是我们的天父，他必定带领我们。
In our time of trouble, let us remember that God is our heavenly Father and He cares about us.
有一个特洛伊的海伦的故事，我读到这个神话故事有关特洛伊的海伦另外一个版本。
So here is a version of the tale of Helen of Troy that I have read.
这么的说，她也是非常漂亮的女王。
In that version, Helen was a very beautiful queen.
她出身皇家。
From a royal family.
受众人的喜爱。
And appreciated by
many. 但有一天，她被绑架到远方的外国去。
But one day she was kidnapped to a country far away.
她被虐待、受苦、受打击，因此患了健忘症。
And there she was abused and was very stressful, and in the end she suffered from memory loss.
她记不得她的名字。
She couldn't recall her name.
或是她从哪里来。
Nor where she was from.
最后流落成为游民。
And end up living on the streets.
虽然他有皇家的血统，他在他的故乡的时候都受人的尊重，但是现在没有人知道他在哪里，并且他也不知道他自己是谁。
She was from a royal family and was an esteemed queen, but now nobody knows where she is, and even herself does not remember who she was.
在他的故乡。家人朋友从未放弃她。
But in her hometown, her family and friends never forsook her.
虽然经过了好几年，他们认为海伦还是活着。
And several years have passed, but they still believe that Helen is alive.
有一位照顾她长大的仆人，决定到远方的邦国去寻找她。
A servant of Helen decided to go to a far away country and seek her.
有一天在街道上，这个仆人看到几位看来很可怜的女人住在一个水边。
And one day on a street, that servant saw a woman sitting by
她的衣服破旧。
And her clothes was.
她蓬乱的头发。
Her hair was matted.
她的脸憔悴与受伤害。
And her face was battered and bruised.
当这个仆人几乎要错过她的走过她的时候，啊，觉得说她看来啊很熟悉。
As that servant was almost passing by the woman, he was caught by her familiar figure.
这位仆人叫她的名字，她喃喃耳语，听不出她在说什么。
The servant asked her name, and she murmured.
更靠近一点来看她，觉得她就是像海伦。
The servant went closer and gazed at her, feeling that she was really feel like Helen.
他向他说：“是哦，可以看一下他的手。”
And he asked her that if he may see her hands.
因为他记得海伦的手纹。
Because he remembered Helen's hands are prints on Helen's hands.
当这个女人将她的双手给他看的时候，他吃了一惊。
And when the woman showed him her hands, he was astonished.
他真不能相信。他低声地对他说：“海伦。”
He couldn't believe it, and he whispered, "Helen."
他迷惑地看着他。
But she looked at him, confused.
他说：“你是特洛伊的海伦，你是女王海伦，你不记得吗？”
The servant said to Helen, "You are the queen of Troy. You are Helen of Troy."Helen, don't you remember?
忽然间好像点亮了一道光，她的脸色愉快，迷惑解除了，她重新发现到她真正的自己。
And suddenly, it was just as there's a light shone on her face, and the fog, just lighted. The fog just went away. She now knows where she was and she really is.
于是他们重返故乡，重新恢复她是一个女王。
So they returned to their home country, and she recovered and resumed to be a queen.
这个故事来提醒我们，在这个世界上，我们好像跟她一样，患了属灵的健忘症。
This story of Helen of Troy inspires us and reminds us that we are not that different.Sometimes we seem to have short-term spiritual memory loss.
或许我们遇到了许多的困苦与打击。
Perhaps many difficulties strike us.
或许因着我们的过错而受苦自责。
Perhaps our own mistake blame us.
或许遭遇到了许多生活上的压力重担。
Perhaps the pressures of survival burdens us.
因此忘记了我们是谁。
And therefore, we don't remember who we are.
我们忘记了我们是至高神的儿女。
We don't remember we are the children of God, the Most High.
我们忘记了我们是王家的祭司，在神的面前来侍奉他。
And we don't remember that we are royal priesthood that we ought to serve before God.
我们忘记了我们的身份是上帝的子民。
We don't remember our special identity that we are people of God.
使徒彼得今天在所读的经文提醒当时处在逼迫当中的基督徒要记住，他们是神的国度的选民。
In the Bible scripture we read today, Apostle Peter reminded his fellow in persecution that they are a people of God's kingdom.
是王家的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是神宝贵的儿女。
And are precious children of God.
所以今天我们也感谢神，我们同样因着耶稣基督得着这个福气。
And today, we give thanks to God that we receive the same blessing by putting our faith in Jesus Christ.
最后一个特别的使命。
The third message today, a special mission.
再回到彼得前书第二章第九节说。上帝选召你们离开黑暗，进入他辉煌的光明，来宣扬他奇妙的作为。
In the first letter of Peter, 2:9, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
神在耶稣基督里道成肉身，到这世界上来为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，因此我们使我们离开这个罪恶，来进入神光明的国度。
God in Jesus Christ and the Word became flesh to this world, and He was crucified for human sins.
我们蒙神救赎的人，使徒彼得告诉我们，被托付一个使命，要宣扬神之奇妙的作为。
We who are saved by God are given a mission. According to Apostle Paul, it is to declare the praises of God.
我们要跟人来分享福音。
We should share the gospel with our family and friends.
Roberto Goizueta 是可口可乐公司的总裁，从1980年到他过世1977年担任可口可乐公司的总裁。
Roberto Goizueta was chairman, director, and CEO of the Coca-Cola Company, and he led Coca-Cola Company from 1980 until all the way to 1997.
他使可口可乐公司成为世界最出名的商标。
He made Coca-Cola the most prominent trademark.
他领导可口可乐公司全体员工看到他们公司成长的伟大的潜能。
He showed to all his employees the great potential of growth of the company.
他说，在这地球上有60亿的人口每天都喝。
He said, each of the 6 billion people on this planet drinks.
平均每天喝64盎司的饮料，其中 Coca-Cola 只有占2盎司。
On average, 64 ounces of fluid daily, and of which only 2 ounces are Coca-Cola.
所以他给予 Coca-Cola 公司大家很大的灵感与动机，他让公司看到了他们还有很大的空间可以努力去成长。
He stirred up inspiration as well as motivations to all his employees, showing that they still have ample room for developing.
并且可以让世界每一个人都能够来尝到可口可乐的滋味，让他们大家共同的为这个目标来努力。
And the goal is to let everyone in the world have a drink of Coca-Cola.
在我们当中没有喝过 Coca-Cola 的人请举手。
So anyone who haven't drink Coca-Cola, please raise your hand.
大家都喝过。
So everyone of us
说真没有，是不是还有剩下一个没有？
So now, we have some haven't drink Coca-Cola.
Roberto Goizueta 对 Coca-Cola 公司的意向也应当成为我们宣扬耶稣基督的福音的一个特别的灵感启示，这个动机。
So let us let Roberto Goizueta's vision in Coca-Cola also motivate us and inspire us in declaring the gospel.
在我们所认识的人当中，还有许多人不认识。
Let us motivate ourselves that so that we may see that among the people we know, there are many people who has not known God.
在这世上还有很多人没有听过福音。
And in this world, there are many people who haven't heard the word of God.
我们在圣路易地区有好多人还没有接触到福音。
Just in St. Louis areas, there still are many people who has not known God.
我们求神赐给我们远大的意向，带领我们的亲人朋友来认识主，来尝到主恩的滋味。
We ask God to give us a great vision and to lead our relatives and friends to know.
我们感谢主，看到在教会里面很多弟兄姐妹时常邀请带领亲人朋友来参加我们的主日聚会或者是团契的聚会活动。
We give thanks to God that many brothers and sisters often invite and bring their family members as well as their friends to join the Sunday service, gatherings, fellowship meetings, and all of different activities.
在我们每个人，无论是在工作、学校、家庭、生活里面，都各自有很多的朋友。
We all have friends in different areas of our life.
盼望我们每个人都能够主动来邀请我们的亲人朋友到教会团契来接触福音。
And it is our hope that they are all invited to come and to get to know the gospel.
在我们每个人的心里面，有多少时候，你真的，我们真的想说，嘿，我计划什么时候来邀请带领？一般所接触的朋友到教会到团契来聚会，我们有这么想过吗？
So let us think a moment that in our hearts, how many of us have tried or have attempted to invite our friends and our family members to church as well as to fellowship?
如果没有的话，求主的怜悯来感动我们，从这个礼拜开始来做看看。
And if not,We pray that for God's mercy, that the merciful God will help us to start, that for us to start, just starting from this week.
我们教会的小会看我们教会主日的爱餐，也是教会重要的事工之一。
Our church session sees the Agape lunch, one of the important ministries.
我们彼此可以利用这个爱餐的时间，彼此有更深入的认识、了解与关怀。
Because through having meal together, we may get to know more about each other and also care about each other.
我们可以借着这个机会，在主的爱里面认识更多的朋友。
And in the love of the Lord, that we may meet more friends.
大家以这个来记在我们的心里，我们大家彼此可以有很好的交流。
And let us bear this in mind, that in God we may have a wonderful fellowship.
因为我们在主里面已经成为神的家里的一份子了，我们在主的爱里面已经成为弟兄姐妹的。既然已经成为是一家人的。更应当很自然的一家人，大家有彼此的谈话，彼此的沟通，彼此的相爱，彼此的关怀。
In the Lord, we have become members of God's household, and in the love of the Lord, we are brothers and sisters of one another. And as a family, naturally we chat, we communicate, and we love each other and care about each other.
因此我们能够活出耶稣基督爱的见证。
And in this way that we may live a loving testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们也可以从今天的爱餐开始。当你端着几盘菜的时候，去看哪一个弟兄姐妹你还不认识的或者不熟的，坐在他的旁边，大家彼此在主的爱里面的分享关怀。
So just let every one of us starting today, that at the Agape lunch today, let us try to hold our plates so to meet someone that we may haven't know or we may not meet for a while.
我们感谢神，借着在耶稣基督里面的爱，我们成为神的国度新的子民。
We thank God that in the love of the Lord that we have become a new nation.And we are people's God, God's people.
我们来领受到了一个神特别的恩典。
And we receive a special grace.
一个特别的身份。
A special identity.
一个特别的使命。
And a special mission.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你，借着耶稣基督成为你的国度新的子民。
Dear loving Heavenly Father, We thank you that through Jesus Christ, that we are become a new people of God.
帮助我们在基督里过一个新人的生活，来为主您的爱来做见证。
Help us to live a new life and to give testimonies for you.
成为这社会、这世界的光盐，为主您做见证。
And become the light and salt of this world, and to give testimony to this world.
我们也为世界各地的和平来祷告。
It is also our prayers that for the peace of the world, of this world.
我们为昨天晚上在英国伦敦所发生恐怖分子的杀害的行为。
We pray for the terrorism that happened last night in England.
求主您安慰牺牲者的家属。
Dear God, please comfort and help those who suffered from the terrorism.
也求主您让主您的公义和平能够临到世界各地。
And please grant us your peace, your righteousness to all every corner of this world.
在我们中原区联合的 retreat 在这个礼拜五开始，求主您继续带领，在整个 retreat 当中，弟兄姐妹能都得到好的造就。
And we know that starting this Friday, we will have a retreat of all of the Taiwanese churches in the Midwest.We pray that you will lead us and guide us.
求主你也帮助带领在美国甚至在世界各地的教会也都能够为主你做美好的见证。
And we pray that you keep guiding us and leading us.
在我们肢体当中，或是我们有人遇到在工作上生活各方面受到特别的困难，求主你亲自的保守。
And we pray that you help us, you guide us in every one of our church's members while they are in difficulties of time.
知道你是我们的王，你是我们的上帝，我们在主你面前是何等的宝贵，你必将引导带领我们前面的路程。
And help us.To remember to see that you are the Lord for us, you are the Lord of us, and you are the God of us.
将主您的平安、主您恩典来赐给每个人。
Grant your peace and grant your grace to every one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.